Well, the title of today's sermon is What If? What If? And occasionally I write a sermon and the title has a question in it because I like to question the congregation. I want to ask you questions. I'm not going to stand up here as a preacher and just talk and talk and talk. I'm going to make you think. I want you to think. I want you to question. I want you to dig deep down inside your spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to move in you. To move in you. And the scripture I'm using this morning is from Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans chapter 8. Romans is an extraordinary letter. Amen. Everybody knows that. You've all read Romans. That's a lot to say. You've all read Romans. Romans. Paul put together a wonderful theological letter. And we read through Romans, and you see all this theology and all this stuff, and sometimes you miss promises. Did you ever do that? You read scripture, and you read over a verse, and you go, okay, I'm going to go on to the next verse. I got to get to the next verse, and I got to get to the next verse. Occasionally I do that. But I come across this verse here in verse 28, and it's an extraordinary promise. Allow me to read it to you. The wind's blowing my pages all over the place. Thank you, Lord. Starting in verse 28 of the 8th chapter of Romans, we read, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." That's a promise. That's a promise to Christians, right? That's a promise that no matter what is going on in your life, what is going on in your family, your community, the world, He says that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. It's for Christians. Who else loves God but Christians? Amen? There's pagans out there that love themselves or somebody else. There's other religions out there. But Christians love the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of the Old Testament. The God of the New Testament. Who sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to make that way back to the Father. That is why we're called Christians. Because we're supposed to grow up and be Christ-like. All things. I want you to think about all things. What is all things? All things good? All things bad? Who here has had bad things happen to you? Who's gone through some bad times? Come on. You're sitting under God right now. He's asking you to be truthful. We've all gone through horrible times and bad things. Amen? All right? But I want you to think about it. If God is working all things, even the bad things, for the good of those who love Him, or Christians, do you see the hand of God moving? Do you look for the hand of God moving in your life? In all things. Think about it. When bad things happen, okay, generally we go to the Lord in prayer. And we're going, please fix this. Oh, help me. And then sometimes we stop looking. We're thinking, okay, God's just going to show up and slap you in the back of the head. And say, okay, I'm here, I'm going to fix this. Sometimes God wants you to look to see where His hand is moving in your life, even in the bad things. I want you to think about that. Think about the bad things that have happened in your life. Did you look for the hand of God? Did you look for some kind of a blessing? Did the bad things change you as a person? sometimes we fall into sin. And sometimes God has to allow bad things to happen in our lives to kind of correct your trajectory. You're off the path a little bit, right? Sometimes bad things happen so that God wants to draw you closer to Him. And that's when we go to Him in prayer. Sometimes bad things happen that we have no control over. Do you ever say, now why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? Sometimes you didn't do anything to deserve it. It just happens. We live in a fallen world. It's a sinful world. Things happen. Storms happen. But it's how we react to those bad things. All things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Who love Him. Do you love God? Boy, that was a pathetic yes. That was terrible. Do you love God? Yes. You are the church. You are the body of Christ on earth. You've been called. It says in that verse, who have been called according to His purpose. He called you for a purpose. What is your purpose? Have you found it? How does it fit into your life? That purpose, His purpose. We have a lot of purposes on our own. Oh my goodness, we have plans. We execute those plans. We make plans. We fund those plans. We do them of our own free will. But how often have you exercised your own free will and said, Lord, what is your purpose for me in any given situation? Maybe you run into someone who's having a terrible day. Do you pray with them? How about in the parking lot? You never know when you're going to run into somebody. Grocery store. I prayed with a little old lady in the dairy department of the grocery store. Eggs, cheese, milk, prayer. It's amazing. It's amazing. What purpose is there in your life? I'd like to tell you about a person that I've been reading about. His name is William Wilberforce. Anybody know that name? William Wilberforce. Okay, I got a couple out there. Now, I'm not going to draw this out, his life, okay? But what we're going to do is we're going to look at what good God used that came through his life in adversity, okay? He was a politician. Politicians kind of have a bad name today. But politician, that's what he was, in the 1700s. Now, starting in 1789, he was in Parliament. Well, he was in Parliament before that, but he was part of the Parliament of the United Kingdom. So he was a leader of a government. And in that time, the UK, the United Kingdom, had places all over the world. It was said that the sun never set on the United Kingdom because they had places everywhere in the world. And they were, slavery was huge. We hear a lot about slavery and racism nowadays. But here's what William did. The Lord laid it on his heart to work through government to abolish slavery in the United Kingdom. And he started in 1789. And in those 18 years, until it was finally ratified in 1807, he was a very sick man. Very sick man. There was times that he was laid up in bed for 3 weeks at a time. He was so sick. But he never gave up. He never gave up through the adversity, through the sickness, through the people coming at him going, no, we don't want to abolish slavery. We make a lot of money. And he said, no, no, I'm going to continue on. I'm going to continue on. I'm going to continue on. And it took 18 years until that finally came about. God used all kinds of things in his life. The heartache, the sickness, the illness. And he turned it around to the good. And that man followed his purpose. God's purpose. It's an extraordinary thing. What hardship are you going through right now? What hardship are you enduring? Are you looking for the hand of God moving in that hardship to bring about a blessing to you? Nobody likes hardship. It hurts. It's like stubbing your toe in the middle of the night. Really hurts. But are you looking for the hand of God moving? All things. What about the good stuff? The good stuff that happens in your life. Are you seeing the hand of God moving there? Extraordinary. Oh, it's on the roof. Oh, something's dropping on the roof. I thought something fell off my person, like the electronics. And everything startles you. Or are you looking for the good when the good happens? Are you looking for God's hand moving? I got a quick story for you. For the good, last Saturday at my church, the host church, we were getting ready for a picnic. We're going to have a picnic. Okay? It was a small host church picnic because we were anticipating this picnic. Right, so we had to trim some hedges. All right, so Pastor, he's going to come out and help. And I got two other guys with me. Roger, one of my congregants, I know this. I didn't know this. Last Sunday was National Ice Cream Day. Okay, who likes ice cream? Oh, it's got to be more than that. How about soft serve? Oh, yeah. How about tea berry? That's a different flavor. But to get back to the sermon, so Saturday we're trimming the hedges, and we're working at it. Unbeknownst to me, Roger's been praying all week, Lord, how do we get ice cream to the church picnic on Sunday? So I'm standing by the road. Here comes a pickup truck. The gentleman I worked with at MedEd, Al, is his name, Alan. Al stops. It's on country road, no big deal. I walk out in the middle of the road with him. We're talking, you know, how things at MedEd, blah, 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 blah. You know, everything's going on. And by the way, we're having a church picnic here tomorrow. I want to invite you and your family. And, you know, what are you doing today? He said, oh, I'm going to get an ice cream machine. Soft serve. I'm going to rent it for a picnic that I'm having today. And then he says, oh, by the way, when I'm done, would you like it for tomorrow? He said, I can't take it back till Monday, but would you guys like it? I said, sure. I'm standing in the middle of a country road watching the hand of God move. Amen? I mean, that's extraordinary. Roger's praying for ice cream. The Lord said, yep, I'm going to bless that congregation. We're going to give them some soft serve ice cream. And I'm going to use some guy in a pickup truck on the road with a pastor standing on the middle of the road. And it's all going to come together. Praise his holy name. All things work for the good. Now that's kind of an extravagant little story. But God loves you so much that he wants to give you good things. And when the good things happen in your life, praise his name for it. Watch where he's moving his hand. Watch where he's moving his hand. Because aren't we supposed to be helping him? Because we've been called according to his purpose. His purpose. When I follow my own purposes, I'm going to put this out here for you guys, but when I follow my own selfish purposes, it leads to sin, it leads to heartache, it leads to, oh, what a mess I've made. But when I step back and I say, okay, Lord, I'm here for your purpose, and allow him to work, things go so much better. You would think that mankind would understand that. They don't. Us Christians, we understand it. But how often do we take that promise? And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. What an extraordinary promise. That tells me no matter what is going on in our lives, no matter what, it could be terrible, terrible, terrible. And it could be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. God is using all that for His purpose in your life. Where's God's hand moving? Where's it moving? If you get anything from this sermon today, hopefully you start looking for God's hand moving in your life. Start there. And once you get proficient at seeing His hand moving in your life, look for His hand moving in other people's lives. Start with family members. Open your eyes up, your spiritual eyes. Pray, God, show me, that I might understand. That's what we need. We need more of Christ in our lives. You have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, the third person of the Godhead. Avail yourself of His wisdom. See where that hand is moving. I'm starting to look at where the hand's not only just moving in my family, in the congregation that I serve, in other congregations, in the towns and cities. I'm looking at His hand moving out in the world. In the world! He is moving. And if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you can see it happening. Your spirit will vibrate with the spirit of the Holy Spirit. When you're in unison with the Holy Spirit, you're vibrating together. That's when knowledge comes. It's when peace comes. You are loved. And this is a promise that you can take to the Lord and say, Lord, You have said in Your word that all things in my life, all things, You're working for my good. And when He does that, pass the good on. Amen. When we drop down to verse 30 and 31, which is down a little bit further, it talks about predestined. And He says, those He predestined, He also called. Called according to His purpose. And those He called, He justified. Also justified. And those He justified, He also glorified. And then, the verse that you need to take with you. Important verse, verse 31. Paul says, what then shall we say in response to this? What shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? I want you to think about that. If God is for you, in the call that He has placed you in, who can be against you? There was a whole nation against William Wilberforce. And yet, He kept on. Through sickness, through pain, He kept going. And He changed the world. They abolished slavery. He changed the world. Now, I don't know what God's going to do with you. I don't know that. I don't know. He may use any one of you to change the world. He most likely will use all of you to work in your families, in your congregations, in your local communities. What do we have? We have the greatest gift that was ever given. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Savior of the world. The gospel. Love God, love others, and go. That's the part of loving others. Love them with the truth. Just give them the truth. Sometimes you run up against people who don't want to hear the truth. They get mad at you because you said the truth. Okay. I never get upset. I gave the truth. I did what God told me to do. The Holy Spirit has to work on them. Dave Webster, pastor, can't save anybody. You follow me and I'm not coming out of the scriptures, out of truth, I'll lead you right into hell. And I don't want to do that. He called me to be a pastor to give out truth, the truth in his word. I'm doing that to the best of my ability, to give him the glory. You know, people call me a pastor, and I'm going, wait a minute, I'm an underpastor. There's a pastor above me, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's in charge of the church. I get my marching orders from him. It's not my kingdom. How often do men get swelled heads? Women get swelled heads. And they want to make it about their kingdom. Oh, I'm building a kingdom over here. It's no longer his purpose. It's their purpose. Let's give it back to him. He has the power to complete it. I have the power to mess it up. Don't laugh. You do too. How many messes have you made? And you come to God and say, God, in all things I know. And he's got to clean up your mess. Every once in a while, he gives me what I used to call a dope slap. Back of the head. My parents used to give me that. When I wasn't doing the right thing, or it looks like I was getting off the path, my mother or my father would get a hold of an arm and give me a dope slap in the back of the head. Wake up! I think they were trying to restart the computer program in the back of my head. Reboot! And everything that you do, everything that happens to you, all this stuff, God and God alone can work it to the good of those that love him, who have been called for his purpose. His purpose. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, I just ask a blessing upon your congregation. Yes, Lord, there's three churches here of different names, but they are one church. They belong to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask, Holy Spirit, bless them. Give them an appetite. There's lots of food. Oh, Father in heaven, at this time, we give you thanks for that food from your bounty. We thank you. We ask that it blesses our bodies. And we also ask a blessing upon all those who prepared said food. That we may go from this place and be your hands and feet, your heart, in a world that needs love, that needs the love of Jesus Christ. In whose name we pray, and all of God's people said, and amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or if you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA, 17083.